Mark Paoletta is an attorney, a close friend of Clarence Thomas. He has a new book called Created Equal, Clarence Thomas in His Own Words, and a film. We just interviewed him the other day. He joins us again tonight. Mark, thanks so much for coming on. So it does seem like, so you had six Supreme Court justices vote to overturn Roe v. Wade. Again, you could be for legal abortion and still recognize Roe v. Wade was an absurd Supreme Court decision that degraded the institution of the court and be against it. But why Thomas? Why are they going after one out of six?
Because the left is racist, Tucker. They expect Clarence Thomas to think the way a black man should be based on the color of his skin. And Clarence Thomas, for 30 years, 40 years, has refused to do that, and they want to destroy him. And that's what they've been doing and coming after him. And the bottom line is, Clarence Thomas doesn't care at all what they think.
It's just so funny, though. I mean, if you compare the attitudes of the average black guy in America to the average white liberal in America on abortion, the black guy's way more opposed to abortion than the average white liberal. So why does Clarence Thomas have to have the same views as an NPR listener?
And that's what he's been saying for 40 years, and it's the left demands it, and they will go after him. But it is a great day for the Constitution, with Roe being overturned, with the Second Amendment being strengthened consistent with the Constitution, with religious liberties today coming down consistent with the Constitution. And it's all aligning with where Clarence Thomas has been for the past 30 years.
Yeah, I think it's a fair point. He's been saying it this whole time, as you point out in your book. Mark, great to see you again. Thank you.